Prime Minister's efforts to pressure state governments to, quote, step back on COVID restrictions and his claim that it's time for Australians to, quote, take their lives back may play well politically among an electorate exhausted by the ravages of extended lockdowns. But what happens if cases surge again next winter, as they are right now in Europe, and there's a need for government-imposed restrictions again to keep our health system afloat? Will it be harder to put the freedom genie back in the bottle? Greg Dorr is an epidemiologist with the Kirby Institute and an infectious diseases physician. I spoke to him earlier. Greg Dorr, thank you for your time. The Prime Minister is pressuring governments around Australia to step back on COVID restrictions, he says. First of all, what do you make of that?
Look, I've always felt that the zero COVID jurisdictions were sensible to be cautious. They haven't been living with the virus like the jurisdictions like New South Wales and Victoria have. So I can absolutely understand their greater caution.
Do you think now, though, it's time to step back?
Look, I think if you look at the opening up plans for South Australia and Queensland, they're very sensible. The jurisdiction I am a little bit concerned about is Western Australia. And given that they've set a very ambitious task for them of 90% fully vaccinated for the 16 and up population, that on our current timeline could track towards even February. And I think by doing that, they will potentially lose the opportunity of two things. One is the sort of recency of high vaccine coverage, and we know that vaccine effectiveness against infection does wane after the first few months. And secondly, seasonality. There's increasing evidence that transmission of COVID is affected by temperature and humidity. So I think that the ideal time for Australia more broadly to open up is over the sort of summer months. I think then that will lead into perfect sort of timing in terms of our booster program. Based on the first sort of dose, we'd be expecting our peak boosting months to be February and March. So third dose or booster dose rolled out over that period, then that sets us up perfectly for the winter months. We'd get some further protection in terms of transmission, but importantly, optimise our protection against severe disease sort of moving into winter 2022.
The Prime Minister also says it's time for Australians to take their lives back. Now, clearly that's what we all want to hear. No one likes the restrictions. But when you look at what's happening in Germany, for example, right now with a surge of cases as winter closes in, can we really expect to take our lives back in any permanent way? Or are we going to need some sort of government intervention in the future?
We'll certainly need ongoing public health strategies. We'll certainly need continued high levels of testing. And that, for example, is absolutely crucial to diagnose cases early for the opportunity, for example, of improving early treatments to be rolled out. We may need some restrictions. I think it's unlikely that we'll need to go back into hard lockdowns if we can get our vaccine sort of rollout, including the booster program sort of going well. And we're much better positioned already than most of Europe, given our first course coverage, and the fact that we've recommended boosters for all adults, which is not the case in the large majority, in fact, the vast majority of countries.
Is there a danger, though, if something does change? I mean, if we do need to tighten the screws again as a society to keep people safe, to keep the hospitals working properly, is it going to be harder, do you think, after Australians have been given this hope that they can take their lives back, that things are effectively over?
Look, I think that people would look at what's currently sort of happening on the ground, so to speak. So if the community was seeing that there were enormous sort of surges, particularly of severe disease, that our acute healthcare services were being compromised, I mean, I think the community would be behind sort of public health restrictions. So we've had great community support in general throughout the pandemic. And I think it's likely that that would be continued. I'm just more optimistic than some.
There is clearly, though, a hardcore element of the community that is vehemently against restrictions. We've seen that play out on the streets. Does this kind of messaging bolster their opposition to any future measures if they're needed?
Yeah, look, I think it's not helpful if it's going to enhance that polarisation. I also think that we have to be very careful in terms of the vaccine exemptions, not to let them run too long. I think you can push things too hard in terms of the discrimination side of, you know, vaccine exemptions for those not vaccinated. And there's such a small proportion of people that haven't been vaccinated. And given the high vaccine coverage overall, they're less and less important, so to speak, in terms of broader sort of coverage.
Just on that mandatory vaccination, the Prime Minister also says he's not in favour of it, and he does accept it, though, for health workers working with vulnerable people, but not for the broader community. But in terms of Australia's success when it comes to the vaccine program, how significant do you think those mandates have actually been in getting people across the line?
Look, I think the vaccine exemptions have been helpful to an extent. I'm not a huge fan of broad vaccine mandates outside of the healthcare workforce, including aged care. I think the sort of
Do you think they've encouraged a higher take-up rate?
Look, I think the freedoms for the vaccinated have helped kick it along. But look, the main thing that has escalated the vaccine uptake is seeing the large sort of Delta waves in Sydney and Melbourne and people getting really serious about COVID. That's been the driver of the uptake that we've seen, particularly in New South Wales and Victoria, but then has flowed on to the other jurisdictions. This is a serious public health issue. We've responded to it. We've responded well. And I think we'll continue to respond to it well into 2022.
So you reckon we're overall in a pretty good position, comparatively, at the very least?
Absolutely. And it's on the back of, you know, very strong public health response, on the back of incredibly high testing rates, on the back of amazing vaccine coverage.
That's Greg Dorr, an infectious diseases physician and epidemiologist at the Kirby Institute.